Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live. Thank you so much for joining us. It is the 30th day of October 2012. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we are going to open the phones up for people that do have power or are able to call in. Some people have phone service but not power on the East Coast with the hurricane that obviously started to plow in. It's causing some damage, some flooding, cars flooding down the street in New York City, subways flooded, a lot of people dead. I don't know, it was like 17 last time I checked. We should pray for everybody, but they're calling this the ultimate storm in history now, and I think that is hype. We've seen the media do that before, but certainly it's already affecting early voting and things like that. And so it is absolutely essential that we continue to track exactly what's happening with this hurricane, but also understand they will try to get executive orders through, so-called free trade deals through, all sorts of things through while we're busy watching this hurricane, Hurricane Sandy. And they will also try to use looting and things like that, which has already been some arrests for looting, as a pretext to basically restrict all of our liberties. I noticed that the New Atlantic magazine wrote an article today making fun of Infowars.com and DrudgeReport.com, implying that there's never any looting during hurricanes and that we were just horrible people for showing the tweets of folks saying they were going to loot, even though arrests are being made with people looting inside stores and things. And I've got all those articles here in front of me. Also, there's a new article breaking at Infowars.com, Time Warner Kills TV Show, Critical of TSA. And this is big news because the show talked to scientists and the admissions that the naked body scanners were causing cancer. It showed Michael Chertoff, former head of Homeland Security, making money personally off of ordering the scanners, total conflict of interest, and Time Warner, the same folks that own CNN, who've been caught by their own reporters that have gone public recently, Amber Lyon and others, covering up massacres by Arab countries they're friendly towards. We're talking about lining up families and shooting them, and the media covering that up. So Time Warner Kills TV Show, Critical of TSA, episode exposed how body scanners were a major cancer threat. And that's big news. We're going to be getting into that. Yesterday, Facebook now censoring political posts as hate speech. And all we did was show an image of bin Laden and say Al-Qaeda. And they said, that's not allowed. And they said, if you do it again, you will have your account, one of many we have with 300+ thousand people, 321,000 signed up for it. Facebook now censoring political posts as hate speech. Social network giant threatened to close Alex Jones' account over bin Laden, Al-Qaeda image. And we've had them shut down other accounts we have. That's why, I don't know, I say we got 15, 20. We got more than that. We've had fans over the years that set up hundreds of them. And we had one listener that was doing it that gave us, it was more than 20 of them. He set them up for every film we have, every website we have, and you know, some of them had 100,000, 200,000, 20,000, 10,000, 300,000. It was all totaled over a million what this guy handed over to us. We didn't really know how to run it, but we're trying. We're learning. And we just linked our articles and stuff, and there's no porn. There's no calls to violence. But we can't say bin Laden CIA and then link to an article from the Washington Post admitting it. That's just not allowed. Darren McBrain was told with his personal Facebook, he had just mainline news up there, and they said, we don't allow politics on Facebook. He was given that message, and that's in the article, too. So it's like a third world country. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. We've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
It is Tuesday, 30th day of October 2012. Frankenstorm is, been hyped up like it's the end of the world, the worst storm in history. You've seen the headlines. But it is pretty darn bad. I mean, I have a laundry list of articles here about what is happening with the hurricane. I'm going to list some of those. There have been 17 to 18 deaths. The numbers are changing all the time. There have been troops called out in five states. There have been curfews launched. There have been mandatory evacuations launched. There is flooding of the New York subways, store shelves all over the East Coast. Our own Dan Bedondi went and shot video. We're going to be showing a little bit later, or just rolling over me while I talk here, of the store shelves pretty much bare when you talk about Providence, Rhode Island. Where he is based right now. He's normally here as one of our reporters. He'd gone on a week-long vacation to visit family, and he's up there reporting. He may be popping in a little bit later in the broadcast as well. And again, if you're a radio listener that just tuned in, you're like, we're going to be showing video over us while we're talking here of Dan there driving around New Haven and then also going back to Rhode Island and driving around Providence, Rhode Island there. We are also streaming video at PrisonPlanet.com. InfoWars.tv and InfoWarsNews.com. What I want to do here ahead of our guests joining us, Dr. Nick Begich and Bob Fletcher, both icons when it comes to really being among the first to scientifically begin to document that there is massive weather modification going on across the board, not just here but worldwide. When Begich would talk about this 20 years ago, people looked at him like he was a space alien. And, of course, his father was a famous congressman in Alaska. His brother's a U.S. senator currently. Just an amazing researcher, probably the biggest brain out there with documents and facts and patents and the numbers and all the proof and everything that there is a giant global manipulation going on with electromagnetic ground-based systems, air-based magnetic systems, air-based aerosol chemical systems, aluminum dioxide, barium salts, and other things. He's going to be joining us because weather modification is a real thing. Our government admits they do it. $5 billion a year program that finally got declassified earlier this year, but the details are still classified. They just admit, yeah, we spend $5 billion in one program manipulating the atmosphere, and we're not going to tell you what we're doing. Well, we know what you're doing. We reverse engineered it. And it is diabolical. It is not to help people. It is to consolidate control. The bankers have always wanted to get rid of U.S. farmers and small dairies and ranches and things, and they're doing it with all this freak weather. Just like State Department Memorandum 200 says, they'll use war, famine, you name it, to deindustrialize third world countries that try to industrialize and to shut down food production and kill people. And that was declassified in 1991. Look it up. Written by Henry Kissinger. So Dr. Nick Begich is joining us, and then Bob Fletcher, always amazing, to give us his take on all of this today. But what I want to do right now is go through some of the headlines and then go to your calls. For people on the East Coast, Dan Bedondi's driven around some of the other areas of New England, high winds, some rain, but it hasn't really, you know, it's gone mainly into Virginia, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, and it hasn't really turned fully into New England yet. So it's not that bad yet there, and thank God. Again, we're going to be later going over some of that video here for people that are watching at PrisonPlanet.tv. Just without audio, we'll just roll some of it as he drove around the empty gas stations and, again, went into the grocery stores the food, water, and things, and toilet paper and things were bare. I mean, why do people run out and get things last minute? You see, some of the basic stuff is there, but the food, the toilet paper, you know, that's all empty. Why wouldn't people have basic necessities already stocked? I mean, I've got a basement full of paper towels and medical supplies and toilet paper and ammunition and storable foods and camping supplies, not because I live in fear. I try to live empowered. Continuing here, top East Coast refiner restarting after Hurricane Sandy. So refineries are already restarting in some areas. That's good. Here is an article out of USA Today. Sandy unlikely to postpone election. Well, let's hope that's the case. At least 80 flooded houses destroyed in New York City fire, Wall Street Journal. Hurricane Sandy, losses worse than Irene. Disaster forecast, Reuters. Hurricane Sandy, hundreds evacuated from New York City hospital, Fox News. Hurricane Sandy floods New York City. Photo show devastation. New York Times, Northeast suffers huge damage in storm's path, millions without power. Continuing, this is out of Christian Science Monitor, Hurricane Sandy, predecessor to the Great Hurricane of 1938. What can we learn from it? And they say, well, fire is the big danger and some other issues. The world is watching, global concern over Hurricane Sandy. At least 18 dead, millions without power in Sandy's aftermath. So the latest number is 18 dead now, 17 just 20 minutes ago. And obviously they find a lot more dead after. That's the really sad thing here is they found 18 already, folks. It's probably 50 right now. I mean, we've had floods in South Texas that killed 35 people in one night in one county. So this is probably going to be pretty bad loss of life-wise, but nothing compared to the daily death tolls on the highways. I mean, this world's a dangerous place, but got to pray for everybody there on the East Coast. Going through some more of these headlines here. Curfew enacted in East Haven, and that's out of Connecticut. So that's in East New Haven. Sandpiper Restaurant on Cozy Beach Avenue in East Haven is closed, but shows a sense of humor as Hurricane Sandy moves north. Go away, Sandy, and we'll feed you a lobster roll is the sign there on the facility. Again, Manhattan subway closed. Cars are floating down the street. Washington blog has a report on that. First, an electricity blackout, and now cell phone coverage is down as users in Manhattan battle signal failures. And there are some reports I have here of increased robberies and things in New York, people using the darkness, but no widespread looting. There have been a few arrests in New York and other areas for looting and things, but there's always some crime going on in any major city. But I just want to point out that if you try to loot in places like Texas when hurricanes hit, you get killed. In fact, there's always a lot of people that do get shot trying to loot. And it's normally places like Chicago and New York where the criminal governments have disarmed the law-abiding citizens that you have the highest crime rates. And it's time to free Chicago. It's time to free New York, great American cities, iconic cities, from the globalist grip of the crime bosses that want their quarry, their victims, disarmed. Thousands of people in Manhattan woke to find they had no cell phone coverage this morning after Superstorm Sandy battered the city's phone mast. Cell phone users in large swaths of lower Manhattan suffered signal failures after 24 hours of devastating weather. For many, it means they are virtually cut off and have no way of contacting friends or family or calling for help if there is future emergencies or further emergencies. Here's another one. Superstorm Sandy leaves millions without power, again across tri-state area. New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and other states, more than just three states there, that it's really, 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 really hitting hard. Con Edison, LIPA, PSEG, JCP&L, 4.5 million customers lost power in just one area. Another 670,000 Con Edison reporting that, 200,000 in another area. So just too many reports to even be able to follow it all. At least 80 flooded houses destroyed. Again, I mentioned that. It's one of the biggest things in New York by fire. Two New Jersey towns overrun by water from creek drains. Also, a possible levee break in New Jersey floods three towns. That's Reuters. The towns of, I hope I pronounced this right, Moonachie, Little Ferry, and Karlstadt were underwater after swollen Hackensack River broke its banks, flooding 2,000 residents in the county alone. A big storm requires big government, a disgusting article out of the New York Times about how only big government can save us. That's why we need a big fat FEMA to run everything. I got to come suck all our resources out and then come and boss everybody around, cut down the police communications because the police wouldn't follow their orders. To stand down completely in New Orleans and to block the police and others from other counties from coming in and helping, and fire departments from Texas and other areas, Louisiana, Mississippi, from coming into New Orleans, and all the other sabotage FEMA did, and not giving people aid for 6 days, then going to the high and dry areas and taking the guns, and then making people sit in the Superdome while they got raped. Under orders, the police and military sat out there on giant pallets of food and water on record. No one was allowed to walk out themselves on the high and dry highways to high and dry areas. You would be shot if you tried that. Just a pure exercise of raw evil. That's what happened. Most Americans have never heard of the National Response Coordination Center, but they're lucky it exists on days of lethal winds and flood tides. The center is the war room of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, where officials, not servants, gather to decide where rescuers should go. Yeah, where everybody should stand down. Bunch of tyrants. Disgusting. Water, fire, destruction in New York City after the superstorm. Nuclear Regulation Commission declares alert at Oyster Creek Nuclear Plant. We're going to cover that when we get back and go to your calls. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. For people on the East Coast, to give us your reports, 800-259-9231. The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risks of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Joining us. I love stopping in churches.
Well, I got down on my knees.
down on my knees. Monday through Friday, we're here. Toll free number to join us if you're on the East Coast and you are affected by the hurricane. If you have eyewitness reports of how bad it is, we'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. Again, just finishing up with this, Nuclear Regulatory Commission declares alert at Oyster Creek Nuclear Plant. And the report goes on to say the Oyster Creek plant in New Jersey is the most likely to be affected by the hurricane. That's what the George Washington blogspot that we posted at Infowars.com did report yesterday. And indeed, it is now being affected. The U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission is conducting and continuing to monitor the impacts for Hurricane Sandy on nuclear power plants in the northeastern United States, including an alert declared at the Oyster Creek Nuclear Power Plant in New Jersey. The plant currently is a regularly scheduled outage declared the alert at approximately 8:45 p.m. EDT due to water exceeding certain high water level criteria in the plant's water intake structure. An alert is the second lowest of four NRC action levels. The alert was preceded by an unusual event declared at approximately 7 p.m. EDT when the water level first reached a minimum high water level criteria. Water level is rising in the intake structure due to a combination of rising tide and direction and storm surge. It is anticipated water levels will begin to be abate within the next several hours. And then AP goes on to report the plant's owner, Exelon Corporation, said power was also disrupted in the station's switchyard, but backup diesel generators, as Washington Blogspot predicted they would do yesterday, were providing stable power with more than 2 weeks of fuel on hand. The NRC spokesman said that the floodwaters continue to rise. It could affect the reactor's service water pumps, which are used for shutdown cooling and to cool the spent fuel pond. Let me stop right there. Here's the issue. I think nuclear power overall would be good if you had moral companies and corporations and state governments that would hold them accountable. Should be the state government doing that. But you can look up the numbers. It's even mainstream news. It's 92% of reactors of the 416 or whatever it is worldwide that are big power reactors. There's hundreds of other research reactors, and we're not counting hundreds of nuclear power submarines on both sides of the Atlantic. But the point is that there are 400 and some change reactors, and most of them are over 30 years old. I think the average age is, 32 years? Some are 39 years. And they're not meant to go more than 25 years. Radiation rots things. These things are falling apart. And they illegally, but they don't get in trouble, just store the reactor waste, even on top of the new reactors or the new rods. And they put them in spent fuel ponds. If water ever gets out of those catch on fire and start blowing up, start melting down. You've seen Fukushima. You've seen Chernobyl. You've seen just Three Mile Island. And there are events now routinely bigger than Three Mile Island, and it's not even in the news. Down in Southern California, they've had just the last year, reactors have had alarms because radiation's released. And they announced, we're not going to scare the public. The federal Department of Energy and others, they're going to just say that we don't have to have the alarms go off anymore. Oh, that's a good idea. And when radiation blows in from Fukushima, and when the tuna, they knew 3 months in, the tuna had already gotten across the Pacific very quickly and were contaminated with high levels of radiation. And it just came out this year, almost a year later, that, the feds tested it, knew it was radioactive, but they decided to not scare people. They let people eat the tuna. The seals are dying. Their hair is falling out all over the West Coast. And what did the EPA do? They just raised the level of what they said was safe isotopes, in some cases 1,000%. Didn't mean that radiation was 1,000% up. It's just they said, we're just going to say it's safe now. We're going to say DU is safe for the troops. So that's the problem with nuclear power. If society collapses and people walk away from reactors, in 2 weeks they blow up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Alex Jones here back live. We're going right to your phone calls here in a moment. If you are riders on the storm out on the great east coast of America, the United States, we'd like to hear from you, 800-259-9231. We have loaded phone lines here, but as soon as you hear a caller hang up, that is your cue to be able to call in. But again, if you're not on the East Coast, please give folks a chance on the East Coast to call in. I mean, it really is a frightening prospect that there are hundreds of reactors in this country, 400 plus worldwide, and if humans walked away in 2 weeks on average, they would start melting down. In 2 weeks, if diesel fuel isn't delivered to the Oyster Creek facility, which is a big nuclear plant on the coast of New Jersey, it would go into meltdown. Now, obviously, they're going to get them diesel fuel. It's not an issue at this time. But every time we hear about 90-plus percent of plants leaking, I mean, now I see it in Nebraska or Canada or England or France. that radiation levels, what just earlier this year, went up all over Europe. I mean, dangerous radiation. And it was going, yeah, no one knows where it's coming from, but the maps show it looks like from France. And then later it came out, yeah, a plant kind of was about to melt down, so they off-gassed a bunch of radiation. Sorry. Not a big deal. Yeah, I mean, back in the 70s and 80s, people would freak out over any type of radiation release, and rightly they should have. They had what out in Southern California, famous plant. Just type in California nuclear plant meltdown. And it wasn't declassified until the 90s. How do you classify that that was a salt reactor? How do you classify that it absolutely melted down? I mean, just type in California nuclear plant that melted down, kept secret. And you'll get, I forget even the name and the details, but you guys put that in, California nuclear meltdown, and it'll pop up. It's like NBC News, ABC News from like 3 years ago. But the point is that you can look this up. It's not even an issue now when they off-gas or leak stuff. And it's just like, this goes to the core of the New World Order mindset, that previous to 1990, they would not let U.S. troops use DU because you breathe that stuff and it's deadly poison, not to mention radioactive. And they don't look, you know, have the TSA wearing radiation badges. There it is, California's historical nuclear meltdown. Japan's nuclear crisis has planted indelible memories worldwide and reveals doubts about the health and safety of nuclear power. It may unsettle many to discover that California, too, experienced a partial nuclear meltdown. The accident, which occurred in 59, is claimed to have been released more radiation than Three Mile Island. Yeah, no kidding. The severity of health impacts on the incident of site workers and those surrounding the community is still being debated today. And that's a site. Click on that. I think that link goes to NBC where it says nuclear power crisis. Yeah, right there. And it, that's a report on it. No, that's a report on Japan. Go back. I want to find out the exact name of that. The point is, you can go look it up. All right, I'm ranting. I said I'd go to your calls. Coming up in the next segment, and we'll continue with calls throughout the broadcast with our guest, we have a piece that we shot last week that John Bowne directed and put together. Did a great job. There's two pieces, actually. We're going to air one today, one tomorrow. And the rest of the crew did a great job on. Great camera work by the whole crew. David Knight and everybody, to see the whole crew working together is so exciting. And, yeah, it's zombies, folks. And it's pointing out that the public is becoming zombie-like in their brainwaves and becoming zombie-like in their mindset. And so we're going to air that little short piece, part one, coming up in the next segment. If you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv viewer, you might want to go over to PrisonPlanet.tv so you can see it premiere. But never fear to the radio audience. Later today, we will post it up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com for everybody. In fact, we'll do that like an hour after we first premiere it here for people watching at PrisonPlanet.tv. Again, my issue is we don't know when plants have problems now, because universities will go, hey, we're getting, 67 times or 125 times. If you can see these reports. But it's not even like it's news. It's like saying some guy dropped his shoe in the road and nobody cares. Or, hey, they got a sale on ground chuck at Winn-Dixie. I mean, it's just a minor. They report it like it's nothing. Decades later, Simi Valley nuclear meltdown still impacts lives. Yeah, that's where it happened in 59. And, I mean, look at the plant. I mean, it blew up. It melted down. I mean, even the media whitewashes the fact that that it was a near complete meltdown, and they kept it secret until a few years ago. That's what makes me mad, is that I grew up believing commies didn't want us to have nuclear power, and nuclear power is a great thing. And let me tell you, it isn't a great thing. And now they're launching all these spacecraft with it on top of rockets up into the atmosphere. Think if one of those things blows up. If it falls into orbit and heats up and we get a nice little radiation burst, well, they don't care. Because now they just say, hey, you can have 25 times cesium-9 or whatever it is. You can have 200 times this. You can have 1,000 times that. I mean, they had dozens of isotopes they listed. Well, this can be 1,000 times higher than what we said before. I mean, do you government bureaucrats really think you're going to get out of what you're doing to us, you lunatics? Or you, these nuclear power company owners and these crazy shareholders crazy shareholders of private nuclear plants that want to be able to sell their DU. And you know, the military already bought 50 years of it, had it so much of it stockpiled, they didn't know what to do with it. They said, well, let's just start using it. And the scientists on record all went, the military brass went, you can't use that. It's deadly poisonous. All our studies show it gives the rats cancer, its deformities, and gives them lung cancer. You can't use it. It ignites in the barrel, whether it's from an Abrams Sabo or whether it's fired from a 50 cal Barrett system. And they don't care. They just have the. It's psycho, ladies and gentlemen. I got to say this. Last night I was sitting there reading books to my children, and I looked into my 4-year-old daughter's eyes, and she was so innocent and so good that it hurts so bad to know that she's going to grow up in this corrupt, degenerating world. And it was so painful. It is so painful to know how important a trust this radio show is and how imperfect and out of control I am, and the fact that I am not living up to one-tenth of my potential, but I'm trying. It is just the absolute total drive in my spirit to want to serve and protect the innocent and to want to be wholesome and good, and then to have to look into my wicked heart, which compared to most people, if you looked at my heart, you think, that guy's a saint. Well, no, I know how wicked I am, just that I know evil itself. If people hear me sometimes get dark and they go, man, he sounds like a really crazy psychopath. Well, yes, I can stare into evil. And let me tell you, I don't like what I see. But you know what? It's there. The difference is I know the good from the bad. I cannot imagine people that want to hurt innocent children. But they see the innocence and want to destroy it and feed on it. And I'm just telling you, folks, I've seen the enemy. I know the enemy. They are pathetic and weak. And I am sick of strong people standing down and letting evil control this planet. I am tired of it. I am sick of it. I would rather God destroy this planet and everybody on it than let these innocent children be slowly tortured and killed by the globalists. And again, I want the planet to not be destroyed, and I want, you know, the future to go forward, and I would never commit suicide. That's not my point. I'm saying all over the world, the globalists are setting up a planetary dictatorship so they can hurt innocent people. So they can hurt the infirm, so they can hurt women and children, so they can hurt the innocents. That this whole thing wants to hurt innocents, because real evil hates innocence. Innocence, beauty, goodness, purity. It's so good. It's so good. And we, those of us that are strong, have got to literally throw ourselves against the enemy. And I know you're good. I know you have power out there. And I want to see you turn it loose on these people. I want to crush them. Not because I have some hateful rage. I want to remove the attacking jackals that are ripping our little ones to pieces and hurting our species and killing our women. It makes me angry when I hear about women that have cancer when they're young, especially, and to know it's engineered. It makes me angry to see children with cancer. All right, I said I'd go to your calls on the East Coast. I apologize. I appreciate you calling in. Chase in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for calling.
So my biggest grudge was that I've been preparing, you know, for all kinds of disasters and including global financial collapse for the last, I don't know, 2 years. Some of my friends and family, you know, who have woken up and are aware and see what's going on, you know, it started out just, hey, just prepare for a winter storm. Or, you know, we even had the hurricane last year and nobody cared. Like, nobody's done anything since then, and it really upset me. It really bothered me, you know, that I called and checked on everybody this morning down to Long Island, and my mom, who's 15 miles away from Indian Point, and I says, you know, how come you don't have 100 gallons of water stored already? Like, how come you didn't get out of there?
Bears, foxes, wolves, lions, tigers, they all eat their fill and then bury the carcass to come back and eat it. Later, ants store food. Most insects store food. All humans have always stored food and water as backups. And the government, until recently when they were shamed into it, said people that are prepping are bad. Now they say, yeah, have a week of food and water. Again, they do not want us self-sufficient. It's not that we're in fear that we're prepared. It's not for fear that I've got a gun under my desk. It's that I'm living empowered. And exactly what you're saying, I've seen news reports of the store shelves cleaned, and I know New York City's flooding. What reports can you give us on that front?
Part of it was just laziness. I think they just opened up a couple bridges. They're talking about, Indian power plant's fine. You know, there's no problem there. We've got everything under control. We're not worried about it at all. The cops are out in full force. Stay off the streets. Stay where you are. But at the same time, they want you to report to these, you know, refugee Red Cross FEMA camp centers. So, you know, it's conflicting the whole time. It's just totally backwards.
Anything else you'd like to add, sir?
I just wish that people would pay attention. You know, like, take it seriously. Don't take it for granted. Don't be lazy. Get out there and, you know, even if you're just saving your 2-liter bottles and fill them up with water so you can flush your toilet, you know, do something. Anyway, that's it.
Thank you so much, and God bless you. Yeah, you know, we just come out with a strategic relocation film with myself and Joel Skousen, mainly Joel Skousen, that Rob Jacobson and Darren McBreen just did a superlative job on. And, you know, in the trailer, we're talking about the nuclear threat, because that's higher than it's ever been. But that's a small part of the film. It gets into the political, geopolitical, three power blocks, and it gets into every major city and then every region and every state, just like the book does, but even more in some areas. The two complement each other. And explaining, if you've got to live in New York City or Los Angeles, the real escape routes the general public doesn't know about. I mean, it's a roadmap. That's what Strategic Relocation, the book that we sell discounted with the film, covers. The secure home, all of this, you know, and it's got stuff for people that have to shelter in place all the way up to the deal. And it's because as a human, you're supposed to think about these things. Because you're a father, you're a mother, it's your responsibility to start thinking about your surroundings. Don't just think it's just there and the lights are always going to be on. That's what an empowered, conscious person does. A zombie doesn't. Let's go to Bill in Pennsylvania, hard hit by the storm. Bill, is this all hype or a little bit of hype, or how bad is it?
Alex, let me start real quick. I know you don't like pats on the back, but I found you by accident 4 years ago, and you and your show has changed the life of me and my family. And we thank you for that.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. I'll tell you what. You could kind of see it coming yesterday. We had a lot of wind here. I'm 3 miles north of Philadelphia. And it started yesterday afternoon. They shut the bridges down from Pennsylvania to New Jersey for commercial vehicles. And then at 7 o'clock last night, Governor Corbett, he closed every route into Philadelphia, which is... like every highway that gets into Philadelphia, you couldn't get in and you couldn't get out. So,
and that's what the military's been training for forever. I heard Dan Bondi during the money bomb. He broadcasted for 7 hours of it. Our reporter who's back visiting family. I heard him in the halls on air here tell the story of being in an airport and talking to a listener who was a FEMA mid-level, who showed him maps and how there'd be a natural disaster during the election and how it would be used and how he had to mobilize thousands of buses and all this. And then we don't have the crew, so we've been scrambling all morning, you know, just trying to even find that in the 7 hours of the money bomb versus his blog talk show he had before. And then Dan is there with his one-year-old son and his wife, so he only is scrambling around trying to find it. But I heard him tell that story. I heard him say that FEMA said, we don't know what it is, but something during the election. We've heard all the cops call in and say that, too. And I don't know if this is it. It's just very strange that that's on record. Our listeners could go through all the Money Bomb video, 48-hour broadcast that we did with Dan Bondi. Did 7 hours of it, or like 6.5 hours total. That's all at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. We don't have the crew to find it. So I just said, well, we can't have Dan on to play that and then have him talk about it because, you know, if you don't have the proof, you can't show it. Doesn't matter. We all, you know, he talked about it on YouTube, his videos, but doesn't exist. But the point is that they're certainly using this as a power grab in areas where it's not even a problem. I see areas where it's barely raining, and they're using it to have troops on the street. But then you can argue, well, what if they didn't? People are saying they were going to loot. What do you think of the people threatening to loot during this?
Well, exactly. I think a lot of it, just like with Romney, they're not going to do anything. They're kind of hoping for it. The township that I'm in, there's 100,000 people. We have way too many police force. They're 100% militarized. We have an armored personnel troop carrier. We have gigantic mobile homes that are converted into stationary bases. These guys were running around this town yesterday. They were licking their chops, Alex. They were licking their chops. They couldn't wait to kick people out of their houses. We had some evacuations in some parts of the town, but they were running around like animals yesterday. Like they couldn't wait to use the toys that they had. They just had to sell a boat that they bought because they could only use it on a small portion of the Delaware River, and they had to sell it. So now it's like they're trying to make a case for using the rest of their toys.
Well, all over the country, Homeland Security with our money is buying speedboats with heavy machine guns mounted for millions of dollars. They're like $700,000 apiece, the ones that Texas Department of Public Safety got. And now they're throwing them on main lakes. So gunboats come up to you because these guys all want to be soldiers. And, of course, now they're telling them Al-Qaeda's not the enemy. It's us, the American people. And I just hope the police are smart enough to understand if they're dumb enough to start a war with the American people, they're going to get their clocks cleaned up one side and down the other. But the globalists want that to happen. It's just pathetic. More calls coming up.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power, even save money on your electric bill? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep your food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never suffer through painful power outages again. And here's the best news. A remarkable fall truckload sale going on right now that gets you $1,700 in bonuses when you buy a solar generator. To find out why solar generators are the best generators and get $1,700 for doing so, go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com. Generate your own supply of electricity. Go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
engineering disasters that have to be mowed down. The zombie archetype is being used to make us think of our fellow humans as already dead, living dead biological androids, self-propelled, mindless drones. So they're teaching us a self-loathing. We are taking the zombie meme away and really showing people that they want us to be these biological androids and are using this archetype to sell this idea. The new InfoWars magazine is 60 pages long, glossy, and the last two were excellent. This one blows them away. Again, I want to salute the crew. Four articles, but it's got a bunch of other news in it on the economy, Second Amendment. There's four big articles on with mainline scientific reports about the brainwaves being lowered, the public being in a trance state like the Matrix, cartoons programming the kids with the flashing lights, mainstream government documents. It's super power packed to give zombies in your family. You can get 12 issues for one price, shipping included at InfoWarsStore.com. And it'll deliver 12 magazines to their door. They will wake up with that. Or they'll never wake up. InfoWarsStore.com. But here's a little promo we did dealing with zombies that John Bowne and crew put together. And we'll air part two tomorrow. But here it is. Alex Jones attacked by zombies. Special report from Austin, Texas, the home of Zombieland. Alex Jones here reporting on a virtual army of out-of-control zombified yuppie sheeple marching around everywhere chanting mainstream media slogans. We're here reporting on this epidemic that is spreading and the mass murder of psyche and critical thinking. A worldwide phenomenon of trendies becoming more and more mindless and being in zombie-like trance states, worshiping mainstream media, American Idol, and Justin Bieber. Is there any way to awaken them? Is there any cure to this virtual madness, the mass murder of the mind and critical thinking?
Second Amendment bad.
Poor zombie. Here, you need this.
Is there any hope? Tune in next time. Can we cure the zombies?
The presentation you have just witnessed is a test. Are you conscious? Are you aware that you are being manipulated? Or have you descended into a dreamlike zombie state that much of the public is suffering from? In the power-packed November issue of InfoWars magazine, we detail, with the scientific facts in four separate articles, the proof that the public is being brainwashed. Our brainwaves are lowering, our IQs are dropping, and we are being turned into nothing more than biological androids. You can buy copies of InfoWars magazine at cost in bundles of 10 up to 100 and give them to your friends and family. It's time to shake humanity out of the trance that they're in. And the November issue of InfoWars magazine is designed to do just that. Sign up for a subscription or secure copies at cost in bulk today at InfoWarsStore.com.
All right, folks, we're going to come back with more of your calls, and then we're going to get Dr. Nick Begich on weather control and manipulation, and we're going to post that trailer. It's more powerful when you can see the video in the next 30 minutes at InfoWars.com.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.